First of all, what's your name?
Rosanna.
Rosanna. Rosanna from Factor 3.
Yes.
And Factor 3 is closing?
Yes.
Have you always had Factor 3?
Yes.
And when did you...
The original store opened in 2002. Mm-hmm. We originally were open on Alexander, and then we moved to this location in 2009, and that's when we changed the name from Your Gym Bag to Factor 3.
Ah, so you were Your Gym Bag initially?
Originally, yes.
Okay. And was business doing well?
Yes.
So now you are closing. I'm seeing 50% off on a lot of really interesting stuff here. You're on Lakeshore.
We are, yes.
Currently.
Yeah, right across from Askew's.
Why are you closing? What?
There were a lot of different factors involved. I've been thinking about it on and off for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. We thought if we went through COVID, things would go back to normal, and they just never did. Just went from COVID to recession to cost of living going way up. Also, my want to spend more time with my family, and my husband's at a point where he needs more help with his business. So it just felt like the right time for us to close and move on to other things.
So if you didn't want to retire, so to speak, would you have kept going?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not closing because business is bad and I'm losing money. It just felt like the right time in my life to move on to other things and be more available for my family and try something new. And after 21 years, I'm ready for a new adventure.
Well, that's always fun.
It's not a terribly bad thing that you're
No, concerned. I'm not sad. It's just closing one chapter and moving on to another one. And I have lots of plans and projects that I'm thinking about. And so...
Are they a business project? I mean, you said you're going to help your husband out with his business?
Yeah, he does drilling and blasting. Mm-hmm. So I do all of his paperwork and bookwork. And there's a lot of other little things that I could be helping him with. I have a big garden, and I love flowers, so I've got lots of flower beds. So I'm looking forward to spending the summer in my yard playing, and might raise a few chickens. And
are you in town? Or
yes, yes. Yeah, so we're kind of halfway between Salmon Arm and Canoe.
Do you sell your flowers?
Nope, they're just for me and my friends. And yeah, they're not mostly, they're more... bush flowers rather than cut flowers, but I'm starting to head towards the cut flowers now that I'll have more time to pamper them and give them the care they need. So.
You're closing at the end of January, correct?
January 13th will be our last day in the store, just because I wanted a week or two to pack up and clean up. And
how was it doing business in the downtown core?
It was wonderful. I loved it. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I loved being downtown. I wanted to be somewhere where we had windows and I could see outside. I didn't want to be stuck in a mall, especially in the wintertime. You know, you go to work and it's dark and you come home and it's dark and you never see the daylight. So, and Salmon Arm is such a wonderful community. I've gotten to know so many of the ladies, and you get your regulars and they become friends, and it's been a wonderful experience.
You know the other shopkeepers down on Lakeshore?
Yes. Yeah, we all work together very nicely. And that's the nice thing about Salmon Arm. Right, we don't compete with each other. We work together and send people where they need to go to find what they're looking for. And it's been a very pleasant time. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we hear that almost everywhere we go and we ask. We get the same spots. Everybody knows each other. Everybody works together.
Yeah.
Everybody helps each other. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good town to do business in. Absolutely.
Are you connected with the shopkeepers over on Hudson?
Not too many of them, no.
Okay. So that's interesting. It's because you're
it's like block by block, right?
Yeah, little communities, because I'll bet you Alexander's the same. They
have their own little community.
Yeah. Because I know they've mentioned down at Hudson that they do lunches.
Together?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and go to one of the restaurants that's on Hudson.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that? Or just communicate?
No, we just run up and down the street visiting each other and...
grab stuff from the Askew's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if someone's walking by, you just run out and visit with them for a while. And
winter and summer?
Winter and summer.
Wow.
Yeah. Winter, it's funny because you'll show up and your sidewalk will be shoveled and we'll be going, did you do it? Did you do it? Because we all help each other out and you never know which of your neighbors has shoveled your walk for you. And I'm loving this weather. I know we need the precipitation, but for me it'll be nice when I finally have to pack everything up and move out, not to have 6 feet of snow to trudge through.
That's true. That's very true.
How did the wildfires affect, not specifically business profits and all that, but just in general, like, what was it like to come to work during that terrible time and all the smoke? And
it did make for a hard winter, especially when they're sending all the tourists home, because that's, you know, summer is our big money-making season. So it was hard business-wise with the fires. Either they didn't come or they were here and they got sent home. So, yeah, it was a big impact that way. And, of course, we had to keep the doors closed because we didn't want everything smelling like smoke.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking around at hats and clothing.
Yeah,
and
the fabric picks up the smell really quickly, and it's hard to get out, so.
Did you notice any of that happening, with the smoke seeping into your store?
It wasn't too bad. Fortunately, the smoke wasn't here that long, so. Yeah, we were able to open the doors and air it out before the cold came.
Yeah, you would have been open in 2018 when we, I think it was 2018 when we really got that smoke.
Yes, and it stayed a long time.
It did.
Yeah.
Did that really affect your product at that time?
Not too much. Our doors are sealed really well for winter, which helped when the smoke came. So we didn't have too much issues with the smell of smoke. But yeah, when you open the door, you sure get a blast of it.
It looks like this room's been renovated fairly recently, or?
Every few years we would do a refresh. So when COVID hit and we shut down for 3 months, then we did a major facelift and did some updating and upgrading, and we had lots of time.
Did you find the street closure, when we did it help or hurt? Or some people feel one way and some people feel the other, so.
A little bit of both. It helped when they did the angled parking. We get a lot more cars parking on the street, so, you know, more people had access. So that was good, but closure of the street was an issue. People got confused and they didn't know where to go and how to get here.
Yeah, went through that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a lot of little things in a very short time, right? COVID hit, and then construction, and then fires, and so.
Yeah, in some ways, having them do that during... Well, during COVID was kind of handy in some ways.
Yeah.
But it stretched longer because of COVID as well, because the workers got sick. Can't win.
Nope.
What was it like with them when they're driving all those, pounding all those?
Yeah, that made us close the door a few days too. Yeah, it got really noisy.
It'd shake the place?
And then you could feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. So when you were... Sorry, what was the name of your other store, the gym?
It was Your Gym Bag.
Your Gym Bag. So what did you do there?
It was mostly supplements and gym clothing. Mm-hmm. And then we started dabbling in streetwear and blue jeans. And then we started dabbling in shoes. And then we decided we needed a bigger space. So we moved here. And we slowly dropped the men's clothing. We became a women's store with supplements, and then we dropped the supplements and became a women's store. So, you know, we had quite an evolution from beginning to end.
Was there any particular reason why you decided to go into women's clothes and drop everything else gradually?
Because women spend more money on clothes than men do.
Yeah, that's true.
Follow the demand. Yeah.
I think we've been noticing that too. I think businesses adapt as they go along.
Yeah, you do. You have to adapt and change. And
Yeah, we'll have a chat with Gondwana about that too, because they started out completely differently.
Yes, they're a totally different store too from the original. Yeah. We used to joke that we were going to start selling tires.
Get the man in?
Just to diversify. Yeah, what else could we sell?
Give the men something to do when their wives are home, they can kick tires. How do you think you'll look back when this is all done and it's almost springtime, you're starting to... How will you look back on this?
I'll have a lot of fond memories. Yeah, I'm going to miss the women, and especially the women that came on a regular basis, and you get to know them. And so it's kind of a happy, sad... Right? I'm looking forward to new things, but you're leaving behind a... big chunk of your life, so. But I have enjoyed every day that I was here. So.
And you're closing on your own terms, which is...
Yes. And that was one thing I had decided right from the beginning, that, when we closed, it was going to be because we wanted to, not because we had to, so.
Well, that's good to know.
You never know how it's going to go. And you can't predict from year to year. Things happen so quickly.
I'm looking around, I'm seeing these beautiful wooden bowls, and it's occurred to me that you actually have some unique stock.
Well, we try and bring in things that other businesses in town don't have, because we're a small town. Mm-hmm. You want to keep your items unique and...
Yeah, because there's... I think I might have seen wooden pens somewhere, but these bowls are actually beautiful. And I don't recall seeing them anywhere.
These bowls were done by my father. This was his retirement project.
Oh!
So he builds them and I sell them.
Wow, they are gorgeous.
He used to just stack them on a shelf in his workshop. And I'm like, you need to let people see those.
So this is going to be kind of sad because that means that there won't be anyone selling them in town. So you're closing on the 13th, right?
Yes.
No, it's a shame that we are going to lose this, but I understand if you want to move on, and people move on. They do in radio as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it seems in town, we tend to go through a cycle, right, where a lot of stores close, and then in the spring, a whole bunch of new ones open. Mm-hmm. So we seem to, there aren't a lot of empty spaces in town. We seem to always transition from one thing to another, so.
That's true.
Do you think that's an indicator of a healthy local economy? Or?
I don't know, because it seems certain businesses close and new ones open, but it's a totally different, right? Like now we're getting a lot of coffee shops and like the service industry, the beauty shops and the hair salons. And so we seem to be losing more of the retail and picking up more service type businesses. But that's just how I kind of see things.
Do you have any thoughts on why that might be, do you think? Some people might say, you know, Walmart or whatever, but...
I think that has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's so easy to buy stuff online. Mm-hmm. It's much cheaper to buy it at Walmart.
Did you notice a change when Walmart moved in?
A little, not a lot.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that was a concern for many people.
Yeah, most of the ladies that shop here want something unique that they're not going to see walking down the street at them. So for us, it wasn't a big...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think because you can get products online, and it's so quick and cheap, and whereas the service industries, you have to go to the business. You can't get your hair cut online, and you can't get your nails done online, so... You know, those businesses are still doing well.
Like in this town, there must be almost like 10 barber shops or something.
And they're all busy. Yeah. But I mean, our population has grown exponentially over the last few years too.
Salmon Arm has always been a place where you could go get your hair cut, go to church, and go have breakfast, then go home. And you had your choice. So we always had lots of hair places. We also have lots of churches, and we have lots of places to eat.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
More than anything. Yeah. But you're right, there are more coffee shops springing up than I've ever seen before.
Yeah. But we're a retirement community. So lots of people have time during the day to visit with friends, and that's what they do. They go for coffee, and our population kind of lends to that type of activity, so...
Imagine you built up a pretty good customer base of local.
Yeah.
So the tourists, some people, they totally rely on the tourist season, but for stores such as yourself, it just, I guess, made it even nicer.
Yeah, the summer was our big season, but we had enough local ladies that...
Kept you going year-round?
Yeah. No, we did very well. We were blessed. Yeah, I always had good staff. We always had good lady shopping. We didn't have a huge problem with theft. I was very fortunate, yeah.
How many people did you hire?
At one point, I had 5 girls.
You hire more in the summer or Christmas? Or?
Yeah, summer, we always had 2 girls on at a time. And all my ladies were a little older, and they only wanted to work 2 or 3 days a week. So it allowed me to have more than 1 girl, which worked good. Someone was sick, there was always someone else to fill in, and...
Did you have online access for your store at all?
We tried it. We didn't really pursue it because a lot of times I'm here on my own and it's just a whole lot to, you know, take orders and pack orders and ship orders and while you're dealing with your customers. And so we didn't have a big online presence.
During COVID, did you have any people who would want stuff and you just sort of drop it at the door like other stores did, or did you just shut down?
Well, we shut down for the 3 months that was required. Otherwise, we didn't really have a problem. We all masked, we all sanitized.
It sounds like from beginning to end, it's just been a really nice experience having this place.
It has, yeah. It's a good space. We've had a wonderful landlord. I have no complaints. Yeah, I've been very blessed to have a business for this long and have it go well. And we're going to end it on a good note.
It's on your terms, and yeah. it's
all the pieces just lined up, yeah. And it just felt like the right time.
Yeah, it's really nice to hear stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.